Have you ever looked at your rug and noticed that the fringe is starting to look a bit worn out? If so, it might be time to consider rug refringing. Refringing is an easy way to restore the original beauty of your rug and extend its life. In this blog post, we'll discuss the reasons why you should consider refringing your rug, the types of fringes available for refringing, a step-by-step guide on how to do it yourself, tools and materials needed for the job, as well as tips for maintaining a newly refringed rug. Reasons to refringe a rug. Carpet refringing is an important part of maintaining your rugs. Refringing can give your carpets a new lease on life and prolong the life of your rug. It also helps to ensure that your rug will remain securely bound and prevents it from fraying or unraveling at the edges. Carpet refringing also helps you to restore your rugs back to their original condition. If there has been extensive damage, it may even be possible for the carpet restorer to make a brand new fringe for you if necessary. Carpet refringing adds a layer of protection against dirt, dust, and other debris from entering the fibers and causing wear and tear over time. So invest in refringing services for your carpets now so it retains their beauty for longer. Types of fringes. Fringes are a great way to change up your look and add something unique to any hairstyle. Whether you're looking for a subtle change or a dramatic new style, fringes are the perfect option. From curtain bangs to choppy layers, there is an array of fringe styles that can give you the exact effect you're looking for. Here we will discuss some popular types of fringes that could be just what you need. Step-by-step guide to rug refringing. This step-by-step guide will walk you through the process of rug refringing from start to finish so that you can restore your favorite rugs back to their original beauty. With this guide, you'll learn how to clean and repair any damage on the edges of your rug, choose the best materials for reweaving, and complete all of the necessary steps. With patience and practice, you'll soon be able to give any rug in need a much-needed makeover. Choose a suitable fringe material. Look for a material that matches the original fringe, such as cotton, wool, or silk. You can find these materials at a fabric store or a rug supply store. Measure the length of the original fringe. Measure the length of the original fringe on your rug so that you can cut the new fringe to the same length. Cut the new fringe. Cut the new fringe material to the desired length, plus a few extra inches to allow for knotting. Prepare the rug, remove any remaining old fringe, and trim the edges of the rug to ensure a clean and even surface. Attach the new fringe. Starting at one end of the rug, fold the new fringe in half and knot it onto the edge of the rug using a knotting tool. Make sure the knots are tight and secure. Continue knotting. Working your way along the edge of the rug, continue knotting the new fringe onto the rug. Make sure each knot is evenly spaced. Trim the fringe. Once the new fringe is attached, trim the excess material to create a clean and even edge. Secure the knots. To prevent the knots from coming undone, apply a small amount of fabric glue or clear nail polish to each knot. Let it dry. Allow the glue or nail polish to dry completely before using or walking on the rug. Clean the rug. Finally, give your rug a thorough cleaning to remove any dust or debris that may have accumulated during the refringing process. Tools and materials needed for rug refringing. Rug refringing is an important part of rug repair and can make an older rug look almost new again. To perform a successful refringing project, you will need a few specialized tools and materials. For refringing itself, you will need a sharp pair of scissors or snips for carefully cutting and trimming the new fringe fabric. A staple gun is also key for securing the new fabric and making sure it stays in place. You'll also need rags to clean your rug of any dust or particles in preparation for the refringing process. Finally, don't forget to pick up your own fringe fabric so that you can create a beautiful finished product. These materials should be enough to get started on your rug refringing project. Maintaining the fringe on a refringed rug. Maintaining the fringe on a refringed rug can help your carpet look great and last for many years. Taking proper care of this part of the carpet will help prevent it from becoming worn, frayed, and tangled. Regular carpet cleaning is essential in maintaining most carpets' appearance. Your carpet cleaner should thoroughly cleanse all areas, including the fringe on a refringed rug. As an added measure, use a conditioner prior to vacuuming to ensure that dirt particles don't accumulate in the fibers, leading to damage or discoloration. CT Cleaner is another powerful carpet cleaning product suggested for use in refringed carpets because it works well to effectively dissolve dirt, grime, and any residue left behind. When you take proper care of your carpet's fringe, you can enjoy years of beauty appreciation by all its admirers. In conclusion, carpet refringing is an important part of maintaining your rugs. It not only helps to restore the original beauty, but also extends its life by preventing it from fraying or unraveling at the edges. With this blog post, you now have all the information needed to successfully perform carpet refringing yourself. You know what materials and tools are required, how to do it step by step, different types of fringe available for use, as well as tips on how to maintain a newly refringed rug. So go ahead and give your carpets a much-needed makeover with these easy steps. They'll thank you for it in time.